Hi, this is Jane Johnson, founder of One United Body, a large international house seeking to help people build sons and generations and overcome the stumbling blocks of doing the journey through the realms, through higher spiritual ages. I've just got an immense revelation from Yahweh today, how when we're doing this journey, we are listening to different fathers and applying what they're saying. But what we need to know is what age, what spiritual age is a father speaking from? Because often if they're speaking from a lower age, for example, particularly wrestling with the accuser and a lot of protocol around that, when you may have moved on and a young man, scripture says, has overcome the evil one. So there comes a point when you're operating as a young man that you've overcome that. And therefore the constant dealing with the accuser can pull you back into a lower age when your spirit actually wants to soar higher. And what we've seen is that many people are oscillating between ages, and that's normal and that's okay. But if you don't recognize that a certain thing is actually pulling you to a lower age when your spirit wants to go higher, you will spend a lot of time in a lower age learning lower protocol. One that may become very religious and trap you in that religious spirit, because the lower ages have more protocol than the higher ages, and they more easily entrap you in that immense detail that you have to learn about. Plus they can sometimes lower your frequency, because they're talking about the evil one all the time. They're talking about sin consciousness instead of talking about light, life, identity, glory, power, majesty, greatness, moving into the great names of God, doing great works. Now, it can be tricky to discern what age someone's speaking from, particularly if you have no real idea about the ages. We do have free pages. If you search ages on our website, oneunitedbody.org, you'll see numerous pages. On that, we have a spiritual ages section. And it also comes under the big picture. But after a while, you get to see a pattern that the age of Melchizedek is really above legal right, when legal right has been won and you're ruling over a verdict. So there are many, many what look like new wineskin leaders out there, and not necessarily even an ecclesia, that they're just teaching on a certain topic. That are under the age of Melchizedek, but maybe in what is ecclesia age, in the sense that they're coming out of traditional church, where we're separated, praying to a God out there. But nevertheless, the immense protocol can lead you into an age that is lower than the age of Melchizedek. And the age of Melchizedek, we're actually seeing, is still quite a low age. We've discovered probably maybe 8 ages above that now. And often we've been in ages and had no idea of where they ranked. Our spirit was just leaping to go here and there. So this is why we have to realize when the journey is many, many ages, we don't want to be spending years in an age that's even lower than the age of Melchizedek. And we're seeing definitely, Father is absolutely calling his people to come into the age of Melchizedek as the bare minimum of understanding what a manifest son is all about. And the earth is groaning for the manifest sons to arise. So manifest son is not just even age of Melchizedek. That's just the start. So go where there's life. Go where there's where you resonate with something. I mean, do fill in the gaps and go up and down till you possess an age. Because you don't want to be just going to the highest age and thinking, well, that's all there is. I just find the highest age and then I operate there. One, you can't father people in the differences. Two, you may not have possessed an age fully. And if, for example, if you haven't fully possessed being a king or being a priest, it's really hard to go on and be coronated and as king of kings or a high priest. And if you're very confused of all the differences, you'll often just be tossed around really not knowing what you're doing. And a mature son really knows what they're doing. You know, they know how Father's kingdom operates, how heaven operates. They're not unclear of, well, I just had an encounter and I didn't really know what I was doing. They understand all that. So as you grapple with these stones of the ages, we found an amazing revelation that we can begin to recognize stones on ages higher than some of the founding fathers are talking about. Because what happens is that each new generation accelerates quicker and stands on the shoulders of founding fathers and sees sometimes higher ages than they're seeing, or the details or how to apply it. Because sometimes the original founding fathers are forging the understanding of the revelation and also the opening of everlasting gates to allow the hunger for that revelation and allowing and dealing with all the stumbling blocks that are stopping the culture accepting this new revelation. And that's a massive, massive task. So do be careful. We don't always get the highest revelation from the ones that are first to forge a revelation. But nevertheless, the wisdom that comes from an experienced father is to be sought after compared to someone who has seen something very quickly, very early, I should say, in their journey and is teaching on it. So just a couple of cautions there. We have free chats on Messenger and Telegram. Our links are on our homepage, free pages. Please share any of our material, and it's a way of blessing us, reaching the scope. We're reaching many, many nations across the world now. We have been doing this for 6-7 years full time. Thousands of hours of encounters of direct revelation ourselves, and we can testify to the journey that's possible. Not just copying revelation from someone and teaching on it without our own journey into it. We have had many coronations, many understandings of how we've brought a bench right through the journey, how we've dealt with huge issues and huge mandates in our benches for many, many years, week in, week out, the privilege of immense mandates. And this is the kind of house that you need to be seeking from, so that also you are looking at a house also that understands how, what the structure of how to do the journey and what we're building. Because only some are having that direct revelation of that blueprint. And therefore you may see houses that have a well-known or been around for a while, but don't necessarily have the highest blueprint on that part, because there the gospel given to them is in a different area. So each of us are given a gospel in a different area. And that's why cross-pollinating is very good, but also finding a house to become family, to give, is very important, because that's how we actually come into New Jerusalem, through a house and through a tribe. So this is Jane Johnson signing off for oneunitedbody.org. Bless you.